Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, as always. And when, especially when I get a chance to bring our good friend Joel Barker back on the show. Joel is somebody that I've been following for a long time and admiring his work as a futurist, as a prophet, as a sage. He's the author of a number of books, including Five Regions of the Future, also Future Edge. His new film is Innovation at the Verge, which I encourage you to check out at joelbarker.com. He's our good friend, Joel. Welcome back.
Hi, Jim. And I'm halfway through my new book, Finding the Future Faster. So
all right.
Hopefully I'll have that done in the next
few
months.
Well, I wish you'd do that faster so we could get it. I want you to writing a book faster. That's what I need.
It would be nice to figure out how to do that.
Exactly. But we are figuring out how to build buildings faster, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
How do you like that segue?
I'll tell you, it's perfect, actually. Pretty impressive when you look at it, because what we're seeing is the Chinese are now starting to push on another paradigm. You know, they've been working on this idea of building buildings faster, and everybody's kind of, in a sense, not ignored them, but kind of said, "Yeah, what's the big deal?" But they are now planning. The company called the Broad Group, out of China, who specializes in construction, is talking about building a 200 plus story building in 90 days.
200 story building in 90 days?
Yeah, 11 million square feet.
200 floors, that's
tallest building in the world.
That's taller than any other building, yeah.
Tallest building in the world.
And I don't know if I want to go up in a building like that, do you? I don't know if I want to get on that elevator.
That's an interesting customer response, but think about what it does to the whole paradigm of large construction. That you can turn out a building in 90 days, that's the tallest building in the world.
What are they prefabbing it, or what are they doing?
Yeah. It's their new technology, and they've already tested this with 30-story buildings. They put up a 30-story building like in 10 days just to test it out. But it's all prefab, and it's all wonder. The logistics are amazing. But think about the implications for buildings around the world. Right now we think about, well, it's going to take 3-4 years to do a building like that. All that capital stuck.
Yeah.
All the loans.
Oh, yeah. I've done a lot of construction before, and I had one project that it rained on us for 90 days, and just the carrying cost was $15,000 just for 90 days. Yeah.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden these guys are saying, no, we're going to go at it a different way. Now, you think about the Chinese, they actually need to think this way, because you look at the population that's heading toward elderly, and the population is going to need retirement places, and this is the kind of structure. It doesn't necessarily have to be 200 stories high, but this kind of high-speed, modularized construction allows them to, in fact, be very responsive to needs, not over a period of years, but a period of months.
And it's more responsive to society, to the demographics. You know, when I think about this, as you were telling this, I was thinking about NASA. I mean, think of the extreme things that NASA created and did that none of us need. But components of that are useful things.
Exactly.
And so I think, frankly, I think tall buildings, America's going to want fewer, or the world's going to want fewer tall buildings in the future, because we're going to spend more time working from home, more and more of us are. So I think tall buildings are going to become passe. But what we can learn from that about building structures that meet our demographic needs, I think that's the deal. It's sort of like NASA. What do you think?
I think so, and the high speed is the big deal.
Yep.
Instead of this long wait, literally 30 days later, there's a building there ready to go. By the way, this building is going to be substantially earthquake-resistant at 200 stories. So we'll also see that technology.
Is it modules or sections? Is it like walls that are prefabbed, or are the modules prefabbed?
Some of each, as I have been following this, because I actually looked at their 30-day build. to see how that worked. And it was, a lot of it was floor panels, but then a lot of the stuff was actually, it was a tube, you know, a square tube of structure where the windows were there, the floors were there, the ceilings were there, and they just slipped in, locked in. It literally just click, 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 and all the water was cooked up, the electricity was hooked up and ready to go.
You know, the
what they're doing is they're pioneering really a 21st century approach to building.
This is manufactured housing on steroids, isn't it?
It sure is.
Yeah.
Big steroids. That's right. It's exactly what it is.
So folks, is there a place where they can, there's a link, right, that they can...
You've got a link.
Yeah, we've got a link, and we'll put that up so people can go see. Did they videotape the whole thing going up? Like they did the 200...
I think they will. What they'll want to do is follow the broad group into some of their other sites, because YouTube has several things.
Showing them building 20-story buildings, 30-story buildings. Yep. Yeah, we've seen that.
This place is called Sky City. That's what they're going to call it, Sky City 1.
Quick break. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.